Holy Buddhas are forever. God is forever. Jesus Christ is forever. Anyone that worships God, respects God, respects the saints and sages, like Buddhas or like Jesus Christ, can be acceptable to you. Anything else you must know, they are fake, they are low level. They can't do anything to help you at all. They are not even helping themselves. They are going the wrong direction. They say the wrong things. And they are going to go to hell, finally. So be careful whom you choose to respect and learn with as a master. Truly, you study some of the ism first, whichever appeals to you. Learn to understand the meaning of the teachings of the Buddha, of Christ, or even Baha'u'llah. But it's also not very clear, because if you are not truly highly enlightened, you will not understand much of the deep meaning of the teachings of the past Buddhas, past saints. Past Christ. Christ, Jesus Christ, for example, teaches different things, higher things than the university can teach you. But you have to be at that level in order to understand. So the best is that you pray. Pray to God, masters, Buddhas, saints, sages, to lift you up to a higher level so that you can see, you can hear them. And then that master or the masters whom God will lead you to a real master that is suitable for you. Otherwise, you can recycle all the time in this physical world or any other physical world, and you get nowhere, just suffering all the time, very little happiness. Even if you become rich, a beautiful wife, handsome husband, wonderful children, that's all you have. And you have to work for it, and also have to please their moods, you know, to keep the relationship well. And that's all you're busy with in your life, with money and physical relationships and affection. And then you forget how time passes so quickly, and you have not found any teacher, any heavens, have not seen anything inside, and outside you haven't found any master. And when you die, you are finished. If you are good and just finished the physical life, you will wander around as wandering ghosts. But if you're bad, sins come. If you come into the curve of life where the bad and sinful karma are stored, or the period of sinful karma is there waiting for you. Just like the river goes to different directions. Somewhere is good, peaceful, smooth, and somewhere over the mountains, on top of the stones and all that, or even disappears under the ground. Just like your karma, some days are good, some days are bad, some years are good, some years are not good. Life continues forever. And when you come into the period of your bad karma, you can hardly get out. So if you don't find a master who helps you, who lends you his merit, his blessing, his connection with God, then you are helpless, hopeless. I'm not saying that so that you come to me. I don't hope for that, and I know it's difficult. But you must think about it and pray to God. Pray to the Buddha, to Lord Jesus, to a saint that you believe is the most powerful, to lead you, to help you, to go with you, to bring you to a master who is suitable for your spiritual level at that time. Otherwise, I don't see any hope for you. Even if in a past life you have good merit, so in this life, even if you eat animal, people, meat, you drink alcohol, and you take drugs, you're still here. And nothing much is very gravely affecting you. But the next life, what then? After you die, what then? Where will you go? You have to ask yourself questions now and try to solve it. Try to find the answer. Otherwise, you know, in this period of the physical world, things are very difficult. Heaven is selecting only the worthy, the sincere, the repentant, the pure-hearted can be selected to be working with heavens, to be glorified in heaven, to be accepted in heaven, to be truly blessed by God, to continue a more noble life after this life. It's very difficult in this period of time. Maybe the heaven team, including myself, And of course, the Holy, Blessed, Most Powerful Trinity can help the world, according to your prayers, to bring some stability to this world, or to minimize some storm or some earthquake or some volcanic eruption.
Kính gửi sư phụ Tim Koto vĩ đại nhất và đội ngũ truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư, con xin chia sẻ một thể nghiệm nội tại của con với sư phụ. Đó là trong lần thiền Quán Âm khoảng giữa tháng 7 năm 2025, con thấy sư phụ đứng trên không trung mặc áo choàng trắng, hai tay ngài dang rộng ôm lấy quả địa cầu, giống như ngài đang bao bọc và bảo vệ địa cầu khỏi những cơn bão mặt trời. Từng cơn sóng của bão mặt trời phóng tới địa cầu xuyên qua lớp áo choàng của sư phụ, tạo thành những lỗ hổng lớn và sư phụ đang cố gắng hết sức để ngăn chặn nó. Lúc đó con cầu nguyện Thượng Đế, cầu nguyện Thiên Đàng xin hãy giúp sư phụ, xin thương xót loài người chúng con trong lúc nguy hiểm này. Một lúc sau con thấy vua mặt trời xuất hiện cùng sứ giả của thiên hà, Hội đồng tối cao Maxim thuộc tập thể Ansarian và chủng tộc chim xanh. Họ cũng đến hỗ trợ và vua mặt trời đưa cho con một chiếc áo. Chiếc áo choàng đó sáng như những sợi kim tuyến, ánh sáng theo đường thẳng đứng chiếu xuống, tạo thành vòng tròn và con đã lấy áo choàng mặt trời đó khoác lên địa cầu. Sức nóng có thể giảm bớt phần nào. Và vua mặt trời nói với con rằng, gửi đến những đệ tử của ngài Thanh Hải Vô Thượng Sư, quý vị thật may mắn và vinh dự khi được làm đệ tử của ngài. Hãy luôn tinh tấn thiền định để bảo vệ chính mình. Và vua mặt trời đã bày tỏ lòng tôn kính với sư phụ, đấng Tim Koto vĩ đại nhất trong toàn cõi vũ trụ. Và địa cầu duy trì được cho đến ngày nay là nhờ ân điện của ba đấng quyền năng tối cao đã hợp nhất. Con xin chia sẻ thêm về truyền hình Vô Thượng Sư và lời cầu nguyện hằng ngày mạnh mẽ nhất. Điều đó rất lợi ích cho địa cầu ngay lúc này, giúp giảm thiểu thiên tai, tai nạn và hóa giải từ trường xấu. Nhất là mở lời cầu nguyện liên tục ở ngoài trời bằng loa năng lượng mặt trời. Điều đó cũng được cư dân mặt trời theo dõi và gia trì thêm cho địa cầu qua tiếng nói của sư phụ. Con xin cảm tạ và tri ân sư phụ. Cảm tạ ba đấng quyền năng tối cao đã hợp nhất, nguyện xin thiên đàng và những thiên đế hùng mạnh nhất, lực lượng tối cao nhất luôn luôn bảo vệ ngài trong mọi lúc. Con xin kính chúc sư phụ thật nhiều sức khỏe và bình an. Đệ tử của ngài, Trâm Vinh từ Âu Lạc, Việt Nam.
Etc.
Maybe the Trinity and the Heaven's team, Heaven workers could minimize all the disasters on the planet, but your soul must be rescued, must be liberated. Otherwise, even if you live in a peaceful place, when you die, you might still possibly go to hell if your karma is so heavy, and at the time after you die, you cannot change anymore. It's difficult that you will remember Buddha's name or Jesus Christ in hell. In some hell, you're just punished non-stop, relentlessly, and you can't even remember anything. It's just painful, 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 top pain, continuous pain, no rest, not even 1 second rest for you, so you can't even remember anything. So do pray now for your liberation after this lifetime. That's your only hope. Pray to the Buddhas. Pray to Lord Jesus. Pray to God. That's your only hope to be free from pain in the next period of your forever life stream. And karma is so easy to avoid. Karma comes from your habit of doing things, from you being spoiled, from you even being excellent in school, from you even being the most beautiful Miss World or Mr. Universe even. Then you feel proud, arrogant, and then you don't treat people nicely, gently. You don't do things according to wisdom and logic. You just do anything because you feel too proud of yourself. And you indulge yourself in glory or in the illusion, feeling that you are the best, at least in your field, or at least in school, or the most beautiful looking and men fall at your feet and offer you lots of money and praises and companies offer you good pay just so that you advertise for them or do things for them, for example, like that, then you will not have your real self anymore in the space of your life. You continue to do things according to arrogance and habit. It depends on how much you are spoiled, then slowly ruin all your life. You could not go back to the purity of a child anymore. And then you might even forget God, forget the saint, forget Lord Jesus, forget the Buddha, forget anything that is good and normal, because you'll be too spoiled, too famous. And you just enjoy all this limelight and forget everything else. Then you do. You will not go to heaven. You will go to hell. Or at least go back to the physical life, being human. Oh, that's lucky already. Maybe even become one of the lower level animal people. A snake, even a lion, a crocodile person, or anything. It depends on how bad you have behaved while you were still alive. So think of all that. Make yourself aware of different choices that you can exist. Do not run after anything that is just temporary and illusionary. It comes and goes, and it all goes when you die. And the rest you will just suffer helplessly in agonizing pain in hell. I'm not frightening you. Many people went to hell by God's teaching and came back and told other people so that they know hell exists. And that is truly, truly hell to be there. That's why many people who after death went to heaven or went to hell came back and told other people, despite the risk or the reality that other people will slander them and cheapen them and do all kinds of things and sometimes even physically harm them. But they just have to, because that's what God wants them to do. How merciful God is, how loving and kind, to even try to bring the truth everywhere to you, through newspapers, through the internet, through books, through lectures, you know, everywhere. Not just through great masters, but through ordinary people who God made do unordinary things, uncommon things. Do extraordinary things, even though they're just common people like you. But God has given them that grace to spread love, to spread truth, to spread God's will and teaching to all people, regardless of whether or not they even believe in God. There are some atheists who also have been lifted by God to heaven or to hell to show them the reality behind this physical way, to tell them the truth, and so that they can come back to the physical life and spread the good news or the truth to other people. How God so meticulously and mercifully worries about ignorant children like that.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.